Silverton Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Nine, written by Jean McWilliams Blasberg, narrated by Ari Fliakos and Marnie Young. And now that you don't have to be perfect, you can be good. John Steinbeck, East of Eden.
Prologue. Sam trod carefully on the narrow sidewalk, which, despite constant salting and plowing, would not regain the texture of asphalt until well into springtime. Hemmed in by knee-high snowbanks on either side, he caught up with Raymond and Saunders, his skin tingling with anticipation, his breath rising in plumes of white vapor. The hood of his black sweatshirt hampered any reliable peripheral vision, but the full moon illuminated a clear path ahead. As promised, Gary, their collaborator from maintenance, had left the padlock to the shed behind the gym hanging loose, and the boys found three cans of blood-red paint waiting in a corner. They each took one before Sam ushered them out and secured the door. The can's cold metal handle dug into his palm, and its weighty cylinder swung against his thigh. Sam sped in front of the other boys, creating a tight triangular formation. Steering them clear of the security cameras that had recently been installed on various lamp posts, he checked that his paintbrush and screwdriver were still in his pocket. Raymond tapped Sam's shoulder, then split off and headed to the football stadium. A few moments later, with a soccer player's explosive instinct for the open field, Saunders cut toward the academy building. Silence enveloped the campus as Sam proceeded alone, making his way to Headmaster Williams's house on a section of path that was better salted than the rest. Despite the care that had been taken around his entryway, the headmaster's roof was heavily laden with winter. Icicles hung from its eaves, daggers shining silver in the moonlight. No matter the season, Sam's mother had always trilled about how lovely the house was, pointing to the gingerbread detail and scrolled pillars on the porch. Her remarks were usually followed by a question about Williams's daughter, who happened to be in Sam's class, and whether they'd become friends. Sam never dignified his mother's prying with a response, even though he'd witnessed Mary.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?